This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The bottom line is that liberals don't believe in any system. They don't have any principles that are universally applied.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't believe any institution of government or any institution of law other than those that happen to serve their interests at the moment.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Amazingly, a lot of people don't seem to realize that every pesticide is deadly by definition. If it doesn't kill things, it's not a pesticide. And welcome to Health Ranger Science at healthrangerscience.com. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, giving you the download on pesticides. I'm the lab science director of CWCLabs.com. We do a lot of pesticide analysis of fruits and vegetables and soils and water and lots of other things. Now, every pesticide, as I said, kills something. Otherwise, by definition, it wouldn't be a pesticide. You might be wondering, how do they kill things? Well, every pesticide is a chemical that interferes with normal metabolism of an insect, let's say, or in the case of weed killers, of a plant. And it does so to such a degree that it is fatal to the organism. So pesticides kill things, and they do so by interfering with normal chemical processes that keep organisms alive. Now, here's the problem with pesticides. They don't exhibit their properties solely to insects or weeds. They are not selective. The chemicals, obviously, are not conscious. They can't decide to turn themselves on when they're contaminating an insect to kill the insect and then turn themselves off when a human being comes into contact with the molecule. In other words, the pesticide molecule functions as a pesticide no matter what it comes into contact with. A grasshopper, a mealworm, or a dog, a child, a senior citizen, an expectant mother. In every case, the pesticide is doing something that interferes with normal, healthy metabolism. And in the case of insects or plants, that interference is fatal, killing the organism. So it's always shocking to me, well, maybe a little bit hilarious, when the pesticide pushers, the poison pushers like Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Syngenta, or other companies, Bayer, for example, when these companies claim, oh, their pesticides are really, really effective at killing things, this is what they say to farmers. But then when they're talking to the government or the media, they say, oh no, these pesticides are really, really safe. They don't kill anything at all. Now, how can this be? How can a pesticide chemical be incredibly toxic and fatal to certain life forms that are eating crops, but then they claim they're totally harmless and have no effect whatsoever on other life forms? Well, you might say, well, one answer might be that insects have a different, you know, biomechanical or biochemical pathway system. And that's true to some extent. Obviously, insects have a different nervous system than mammals and humans and other animals. So there are some differences. However, we have so much in common with animal biology that we even have a lot in common with bacteria in terms of cellular metabolism. And actually, some Darwinists, some evolutionists believe that humans are descendants of bacteria. That's, I don't know if I believe that, but that's what they believe. So they're saying that effectively we all have the same or very similar biochemical pathways. The point is, we do know there are some differences, obviously, between the way insects process chemicals, the way they digest chemicals, the way they absorb chemicals, and so on, versus the way humans detoxify chemicals. You know, humans have a liver, right? The liver does a lot of detoxification. Humans have different biochemical pathways, but they're not so much different. They're not different enough to protect us from all the negative effects of pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and other chemicals. So the sad but inconvenient truth in all of this is that any chemical that's toxic well, almost any chemical, I should say, that's toxic to insects and crop pests is going to have some level of toxicity on humans as well. Even though it might be a reduced toxicity, it's still there. So every pesticide is toxic at some level to humans if you get it in high enough concentration. Now, a lot of people think that, well, you can just wash off the pesticides. Like, let's say you buy grapes or apples, and they're not organic. And you might think, stupidly, that you can just wash off the pesticides. That's like thinking you can take a rapist and wash off the rape. You can't wash off the rape and you can't wash off the pesticides for the simple reason that it's all part of the fruit. It's part of the system. The pesticides have been sprayed throughout the growth cycle of the plant, and the pesticide chemicals have become incorporated into the other tissues, the stems, the leaves, the meat of the apple, even the seeds and the core of the apple, not just the outer peeling. And I find this so strange. I lived in Taiwan for a couple of years. I speak Chinese, and I found that a lot of people in China and Taiwan, they will peel everything. They'll peel grapes before they eat the grapes. They'll peel apples before they eat the apples. They'll peel pears and so on. And I asked them, why are you peeling all this fruit? What's the deal? And they say, well, the peeling is not clean. So literally, this is a custom in Asian cultures. If you know anybody who's Asian, just ask them this. Like, yeah, my parents, we take off all our shoes at the door. They carry an umbrella to avoid sunlight, and they peel their grapes. All right, this is Chinese culture. Turns out by doing this, they are eliminating the healthiest part of the fruit, because the apple peel and the grape peel is the healthiest part of the fruit. And they're not avoiding the pesticides, because the pesticides are located throughout the fruit. So they're actually doing themselves a great disservice. But a lot of people suffer from that kind of delusional thinking where they think they can wash off pesticides. You can't wash them off. They're built into every part. Every gram, every milligram of the plant contains the pesticide. So what's the answer to all of this? Well, organic agriculture, of course. Don't use pesticides, or at least synthetic ones. There are some natural ones that are less toxic because they're more biocompatible with human beings, but they also tend to be less toxic to the pests, of course, so it's more trouble. But you don't give yourself cancer in the process of eating the food, or Alzheimer's, or dementia, or liver disease, or kidney disorders, or all kinds of other problems that stem from pesticide consumption. The truth is that permaculture, or other forms of organic agriculture, produce enormous quantities of food abundance without having to resort to toxic chemical pesticides and herbicides and other synthetics. That's the answer to food production and preventing disease. But of course, the chemical poison pushers, DuPont, whatever, Monsanto, they don't make money if you don't buy their toxic chemical poisons. So of course, they try to influence regulators, they try to push their fake science, they bribe journalists, they do whatever is necessary to push their version, their narrative, which claims that all these poisons that they say are so effective at killing pests are totally harmless for humanity. Of course, that's just bunk science. But you maybe already knew that if you're listening to this. But hopefully now you have a little bit better understanding of how all of this works. Just remember, if it's a pesticide, by definition, it kills things, and it's very good at killing things. And oh yeah, it is true that many of these chemicals are derivatives of the original chemicals developed under Nazi Germany, the Third Reich. Yes, IG Farben, the parent company of Bayer, they were the creators of many of the original petrochemical-based pesticides and chemicals that they were turning into weapons of mass destruction, or chemical weapons, to use against enemy soldiers. And yep, they killed enemy soldiers very, very effectively, just like they now kill garden pests in your garden and give you cancer. So, no surprise, they were developed as weapons in the first place. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for Health Ranger Science. Find more of these podcasts at healthrangerscience.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides, and heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.